Write your name. The listening will start in 15 seconds.
There are 5 parts to the test. You will hear each piece twice. We will now stop for a moment before we start the test. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now look at the instructions for part 1. For each question, choose the correct picture. Look at question 1.
What's Julia going to do tonight?
Are you going to go to the party tonight, Julia?
I'd love to, but I can't. I couldn't go to school when I was ill last week, so I have a lot of homework to do.
But you are feeling better.
Much better. But I still feel tired.
Now listen again.
Are you going to go to the party tonight, Julia?
I'd love to, but I can't. I couldn't go to school when I was ill last week, so I have a lot of homework to do.
But you are feeling better.
Much better. But I still feel tired.
Two.
What time does the art lesson start?
What time is it, Maria?
It's 2:30. Why?
I want to go to that extra art lesson this afternoon. It starts at 3, doesn't it?
It's starting now, and you're late. Be quick. Because it finishes at 3:30.
Now listen again.
What time is it, Maria?
It's 2:30. Why?
I want to go to that extra art lesson this afternoon. It starts at 3, doesn't it?
It's starting now, and you're late. Be quick, because it finishes at 3:30.
Three.
What will Chloe do on Saturday?
I've just been to the new skate park. It's great!
Really, Chloe? I'm going there on Saturday. I'm going to go by bike. Do you want to come too?
I'd really like to, but I'm playing in the school basketball team on that day. Why don't you ask Pete? He's got a new skateboard.
Okay, I will.
Now listen again.
I've just been to the new skate park. It's great!
Really, Chloe? I'm going there on Saturday. I'm going to go by bike. Do you want to come too?
I'd really like to, but I'm playing in the school basketball team on that day. Why don't you ask Pete? He's got a new skateboard.
Okay, I will.
Four.
How much will the girl pay for her cinema ticket?
Would you like to see a film this evening?
How much are the tickets? I haven't got much money this week.
All tickets tonight are £4.30 for students like us. Usually they're £5.80.
Let's go then. I've got £7.60 to spend. We can have a coffee afterwards.
Now listen again.
Would you like to see a film this evening?
How much are the tickets? I haven't got much money this week.
All tickets tonight are £4.30 for students like us. Usually they're £5.80.
Let's go then. I've got £7.60 to spend. We can have a coffee afterwards.
5.
Who will meet Peter at the airport?
Will someone meet you when you arrive at the airport, Peter?
Yes. My parents will be at work, but my older sister will. She's just passed her driving test.
That's good news.
And my grandfather lives near the airport, so we're going to visit him on the way home.
That's nice.
Now listen again.
Will someone meet you when you arrive at the airport, Peter?
Yes. My parents will be at work, but my older sister will. She's just passed her driving test.
That's good news.
And my grandfather lives near the airport, so we're going to visit him on the way home.
That's nice.
That is the end of part one. Now look at part two. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one word, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 6 to 10 now. You have 10 seconds.
You will hear a teacher telling students about a school camping trip.
Morning, everyone. I hope you're all looking forward to our camping trip next week. Please remember that now we are staying an extra day, the trip costs £39, not £34. You need to give your money to our new school secretary by the end of the week. Her name is Mrs. Fairford. That's F-A-I-R-F-O-R-D. Please go to see her soon. As you know, we are leaving on Tuesday, but we're returning on Friday instead of Thursday. Now, you must get to school for 7:30 on Tuesday, because we'll leave at 7:45 and we can't wait for anyone. We usually go by coach on school trips, but because the campsite is near a station, we're going to go by train for a change. You don't need to bring tents or anything like that, but you will need boots. We will do lots of walking by rivers, so don't bring trainers, because your feet will get wet. Is that clear to everyone?
Now listen again.
Morning, everyone. I hope you're all looking forward to our camping trip next week. Please remember that now we are staying an extra day, the trip costs £39, not £34. You need to give your money to our new school secretary by the end of the week. Her name is Mrs. Fairford. That's F-A-I-R-F-O-R-D. Please go to see her soon. As you know, we are leaving on Tuesday, but we're returning on Friday instead of Thursday. Now, you must get to school for 7:30 on Tuesday, because we'll leave at 7:45 and we can't wait for anyone. We usually go by coach on school trips, but because the campsite is near a station, we're going to go by train for a change. You don't need to bring tents or anything like that, but you will need boots. We will do lots of walking by rivers, so don't bring trainers, because your feet will get wet. Is that clear to everyone?
That is the end of part two. Now look at part three. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 11 to 15 now. You have 20 seconds.
You will hear Annie talking to her friend Tony about a film she saw.
Annie, I tried to phone you on Saturday afternoon, but your phone was off.
Sorry, Tony. I was at home all morning and in the evening.
Oh, so what did you do on Saturday?
I went to see a film, actually. But before that, I was at the shops for about 2 hours. Then I went to the cinema for the 3:15 show, and I didn't come out until 5:30.
What was the film?
An old one from many years ago called The Black Lions. It's the story of a top basketball player.
Huh. Did you enjoy it?
Actually, it's an interesting story, but it's a shame there are no really good actors in it. Anyway, it's not too long.
Don't you prefer funny films?
Well, my favourite film ever is Bird Boy, which actually isn't funny and has nothing amazing in it. But the reason I love it is because it all really happened.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
I've only seen it on TV. I think it's best to see films on a big cinema screen. But I usually just watch them on my laptop at home.
Me too.
Now listen again.
Annie, I tried to phone you on Saturday afternoon, but your phone was off.
Sorry, Tony. I was at home all morning and in the evening.
Oh, so what did you do on Saturday?
I went to see a film, actually. But before that, I was at the shops for about 2 hours. Then I went to the cinema for the 3:15 show, and I didn't come out until 5:30.
What was the film?
An old one from many years ago called The Black Lions. It's the story of a top basketball player.
Huh. Did you enjoy it?
Actually, it's an interesting story. But it's a shame there are no really good actors in it. Anyway, it's not too long.
Don't you prefer funny films?
Well, my favourite film ever is Bird Boy, which actually isn't funny and has nothing amazing in it. But the reason I love it is because it all really happened.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
I've only seen it on TV. I think it's best to see films on a big cinema screen. But I usually just watch them on my laptop at home.
Me too.
That is the end of part three. Now look at part four. For each question, choose the correct answer. Sixteen.
You will hear a teacher talking to her class. What does the teacher want her class to do?
I'm very pleased with your work. You're getting good marks and working together well. But you really must remember that other classes in rooms near us can't do their work if you shout at one another. Let's all show a bit more respect for other people, okay? Now, everyone has something to finish. Don't hurry. You have lots of time.
Now listen again.
I'm very pleased with your work. You're getting good marks and working together well. But you really must remember that other classes in rooms near us can't do their work if you shout at one another. Let's all show a bit more respect for other people, okay? Now, everyone has something to finish. Don't hurry. You have lots of time.
You will hear two friends talking about their day. What have they just done?
That was great, wasn't it?
Yes. Everyone did really well today. But I'm exhausted now, and my legs really hurt. I'm going to go straight home and ask Mum if I can have a pizza for dinner.
I'm going to lie on my bed and listen to music all evening.
Good idea. We've done so much exercise today.
Now listen again.
That was great, wasn't it?
Yes. Everyone did really well today. But I'm exhausted now, and my legs really hurt. I'm going to go straight home and ask Mum if I can have a pizza for dinner.
I'm going to lie on my bed and listen to music all evening.
Good idea. We've done so much exercise today.
You will hear a teacher talking to one of his students called Sarah. Why must Sarah do her homework again?
I'm afraid you need to do this maths homework again, Sarah.
Oh no! Didn't I finish it, Mr. Hall? I'm sure I did. So, are some of my answers incorrect?
Not at all. You understood my lesson perfectly, but I told you to do exercise 2 on page 6, not page 16.
Oh dear, I must be much more careful.
Now listen again.
I'm afraid you need to do this maths homework again, Sarah.
Oh no! Didn't I finish it, Mr. Hall? I'm sure I did. So, are some of my answers incorrect?
Not at all. You understood my lesson perfectly, but I told you to do exercise 2 on page 6, not page 16.
Oh dear, I must be much more careful.
You will hear a girl, Lara, talking about shopping. Why did Lara buy the bag?
Let's see your new bag, Lara. Oh, why did you get that one? You wanted a pale colour.
I know, but this was the only one in the shop that was big enough for all my school stuff.
Right. Well, it looks good. Did it cost a lot?
Yeah, much too much. Mum had to lend me some money.
Now listen again.
Let's see your new bag, Lara. Oh, why did you get that one? You wanted a pale colour.
I know. But this was the only one in the shop that was big enough for all my school stuff.
Right. Well, It looks good. Did it cost a lot?
Yeah, much too much. Mum had to lend me some money.
You
will hear a man talking to his daughter before she goes out. What's the weather like today?
Have you looked out of the window this morning, Kate?
Why, Dad? What do you mean?
You won't need your warm coat today. The weather forecast says the temperature's definitely going to be higher than yesterday.
Great! I'm going to the city center with Diana this morning.
But take an umbrella, because it's just starting to rain.
All right. No problem.
21.
Have you looked out of the window this morning, Kate?
Why, Dad? What do you mean?
You won't need your warm coat today. The weather forecast says the temperature's definitely going to be higher than yesterday.
Great! I'm going to the city center with Diana this morning.
But take an umbrella, because it's just starting to rain.
All right. No problem.
4. Now look at 5. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 21 to 25 now. You have 15 seconds.
You will hear Julia talking to her mother about a school fashion show. What will each person help with?
We're having a fashion show at school again.
Great! What are you helping with, Julia?
I'm doing the makeup. I want it to be really good.
That will be fun.
Anton wanted to have special lights, but the teacher says we don't need them. So he's finding CDs to play in the show.
Oh!
Emma chose really good music last year, but she wants to take some pictures with her new camera this time.
Carl's a good photographer too, isn't he?
Yes, but he's drawing some posters. He's brilliant at art.
Is Sarah helping?
She's deciding what everyone will wear.
Oh, will she be good at that? She was so good at selling tickets last time.
Well, she's very interested in fashion now.
Will there be a party afterwards?
George is going to get some snacks. It's difficult to know how many we'll need, because we haven't sold many tickets yet.
I'll buy one.
How much are they?
Now listen again.
We're having a fashion show at school again.
Great! What are you helping with, Julia?
I'm doing the makeup. I want it to be really good.
That will be fun.
Anton wanted to have special lights, but the teacher says we don't need them. So he's finding CDs to play in the show.
Oh!
Emma chose really good music last year, but she wants to take some pictures with her new camera this time.
Carl's a good photographer too, isn't he?
Yes, but he's drawing some posters. He's brilliant at art.
Is Sarah helping?
She's deciding what everyone will wear.
Oh, will she be good at that? She was so good at selling tickets last time.
Well, she's very interested in fashion now.
Will there be a party afterwards?
George is going to get some snacks. It's difficult to know how many we'll need, because we haven't sold many tickets yet.
I'll buy one.
How much are they?
That is the end of part five. You now have 6 minutes to write your answers on the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.